Freddie Barnwell and his wife were hosting a get-together last weekend at their place. Freddie was at his best, telling story after story. Everyone from the kids to the old-timers were already sore from laughing when Freddie told the story about himself and his wife, Jessie. Farmer Barnwell, as Freddie is better known, went to a cattle auction over in Knoxville back in 1953. Farmer Barnwell went to the auction with his neighbor, Arthur Horseman. Farmer Barnwell didn't plan to buy anything that day, but he did want to see what kind of prices the various livestock and farm equipment were bringing, as well as enjoying the company of his neighbor, Mr. Horseman. As it turned out, Farmer Barnwell saw a bull, which he really wanted, and could hardly believe the low bids being offered at the auction. This deal was just too good to pass up. He bid on the bull, and much to his delight, won the bid. Farmer Barnwell told his neighbor, Mr. Horseman, who had just finished loading some cows on his truck, which he had purchased that day, to go ahead back home. He would send a telegram to his wife, Jessie, for her to come with the truck and get the bull. When Farmer Barnwell went to send the telegram, he suddenly realized, after he had paid for the bull, he had only $1 left. He was shocked to find telegrams cost $1 for the first word and 20 cents a word thereafter. Therefore, he could only send a one-word telegram. Freddie was trying to figure out how he could get word to his wife, Jessie, that he needed her to drive their truck to Knoxville so that he could get the bull back home over 100 miles away. Inasmuch as he had only $1 left, he could only send a one-word telegram. His neighbor, Arthur Horseman, left before he realized his predicament. Freddie Barnwell was deep in thought. How could he let his wife know he needed her to come get the bull using only one word? Farmer Barnwell prayed the good Lord would give him the one word he needed that day. The Lord, who had blessed Farmer Barnwell with a sharp wit, gave him the answer to his prayer. He paid for the telegram with the $1 he had left. Then he wrote down the word he wanted the telegraph operator to send to his wife. The telegraph operator asked him how in the world was a one-word telegram going to help him. Farmer Barnwell told the man that his wife Jessie was real sharp. Jessie's mom had died when she was only 9. Jessie had to drop out of school to help her dad with the farm and to tend to her younger brothers and her sister. What Jessie lacked in formal education, she more than made up for in experience and godly wisdom. Not having any formal education was the reason Jessie had to carefully sound out each word, saying the words slowly as she read. Farmer Barnwell sent his one-word telegram, and sure enough, Jessie came to Knoxville with the truck that day to get the bull. Just about everyone that was there spoke up at the same time. "What was the one-word telegram you sent?" they asked. Farmer Barnwell had a little smirk on his face when he said, "Comfortable." Emma Downs, who lives across the road from the Barnwells, had a real quizzical look on her face when she said the one-word telegram he sent that day was comfortable. Farmer Barnwell said his wife, Jessie, being a real slow reader, sounded out the word real slow, "come-for-table." The laughter could be heard for a country mile that evening, with Freddie Barnwell himself leading the way. If the God of creation, maker of heaven and earth, and all therein, in all of his power, majesty, and glory, was to send a one-word telegram to you, letting you know that no matter what your burden, sorrow, or care might be, he loves you and wants you to come to him, what one-word telegraph could he send to you, whereby you might understand what he is trying to convey? Little Madeline spoke up and said, "Jesus?" Farmer Barnwell smiled and said, "Yes, that is exactly right, Jesus. God sent his only Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might have life. As it says in 1 John 5:4-5, who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?"